Steve King and Johnny Putman, and for Lisa Dent on Chicago's Afternoon News at WGN. That is the Field of Dreams theme, and it's coming up this week.
Right, Thursday night, we will have a report live from Dyersville, where Kevin Wells from our news department is going to be at the Field of Dreams game. But prior to that, there's going to be a big deal out at Eagle Ridge Resort and Spa, one of our favorite places. Absolutely adore that place. And they're having a big golf tournament with a lot of notable sports figures. I'll give you a rundown in just a moment. But first things first, our own Spike Odell, who no longer lives in the area, the pride of East Moline, who's now a Tennessean.
He's down in Nashburg.
Yeah. You got a little something to do with this big event, this big golf event for charity tomorrow night, right?
Hey, Spiker.
Hello, kid.
Hi, Spike.
How are you guys?
Good. It's so nice to hear your voice. I just have visions of people going, oh, my God, it's Spike Odell.
How many times did we meet like this in the morning at 5 o'clock in the morning where I drug my ugly butt in there with my eyes barely open, and you guys were so bright and chipper, and you guys woke me up before I went on the air?
Yeah, that's why I was just thinking about that. So many mornings.
Occasionally, I would do your makeup for you, you know, radio.
Yeah,
that's
thank you very much.
Yeah, I know.
And by the way, those curlers, they didn't work after a while because I didn't have enough hair to roll those things, so.
But we wanted.
Thank you for the effort.
We wanted to talk to you today because, of course, we're Facebook friends and we follow you on and off of Facebook. But
you're the one.
Yes. Do you ever get tired of people going, "Oh my Lord, Spike, you are a fabulous artist," because you are a fabulous artist. You are frighteningly good.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I don't get tired of that. I don't post those pictures for that reason. I also get a lot of very good constructive criticism. There's a lot of great artists out there that will message me privately. You probably don't see them all, but and I learn a lot from that because I painted for off and on for 30 years.
30
probably.
Years, yeah. We remember when you first started painting, when you said, "I think I'm going to start painting." You bought paint.
And literally within the week,
you were painting.
Spike was painting.
Yes.
Well, you know. That was back in the days when I first started. I would paint one or two or three pictures a year, you know.
Oh, we did the Christmas ornaments.
Ornaments because I forced myself to do that. So I didn't paint that much. But I tell you what really kicked it in gear was the pandemic. I had nowhere to go, nothing to do. We were just all locked up in the house. We're sitting here. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to drag that paper out. I'm going to get the paints out. And I want to start to see if I can take this a little more seriously. And I tell you what, every time you did a painting, the next one was a little bit better than the last one.
Yeah.
So I just find a lot of peace in that, a lot of joy in it. I do sell a lot of them, but I don't keep the money. I give it all to charity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a peaceful, joyous thing for me to do.
Well, a pandemic notwithstanding, one of the many things that amazes me, along with how good you are, is your discipline. Every single day, you are posting something new, and it's wonderful.
And you're so quick.
Oh, thank you, buddy. Thank you. I appreciate that.
When people say, "So how long did it take you?" And Spike says, "Well, I did it this morning. It took me an hour."
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Yeah, I was sitting on the deck looking at this bird and decided I would paint the bird.
Yes.
Do you know what I have hanging in my kitchen?
What?
A picture of a banana that Spike painted.
Hi. I love my
banana.
Of course, I tell my kids every day you should eat a banana every day, and then all of a sudden a banana pipe, you know, comes on Spike's Facebook. I'm like, I need that banana.
You know, somebody asked me what do you call your? They were kind of doing an interview for a watercolor page I belong to, and I was the spotlight that month or whatever. And they said, "What kind of artist do you think you are?" And I said, "Man, I don't know. I just paint stuff. I just whatever catches my eye, I paint it. Today it might be a monarch butterfly. Tomorrow it might be a bug, another bug. The next day it's a landscape. Like today, I painted a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich. I don't know why. I just did.
And it looks so good. But you also put a painting in, which prompted us to call you. We love an excuse to call you, Spike, and to catch up with you, as do the listeners. But you put up a painting that you did of Ron Santo in action. And it's just a wonderful painting. On the heels of the painting that you put up of Ron Santo's glove, which, oh my gosh, it's wonderful. But the picture of Ron Santo in action will be auctioned off tomorrow during this big golf tournament out at Eagle Ridge, right?
Yeah, yeah. Ronnie was a good friend to all of us. We dearly love the guy. I loved everything about him. And I just, every little thing I see about him, I'm thinking, how can I paint that? I've given a couple of paintings to his family, and I did this picture of him swinging at home plate for the fences. He looks like he's coming out of his shoes.
Yeah.
But I gave it to Ron's best friend, and I said, you do with it whatever you want. You want to keep it? If there's an auction coming up, you can go ahead and do that. And that's what he decided to do. He decided to put it in this auction at Eagle Ridge with all these legends of sports.
Oh my gosh,
all these big names are going to be there. Wow. And he says, I'm just going to put it there, and hopefully we can raise some money for the charities. And I said, that's exactly why I do these paintings. It's yours to do whatever you want with, so that's what's happening.
That's awesome.
And if people want to find out more about the specifics, they go to eagleridge.com. And then you want to scroll down.
Yeah, and we'll give you a rundown of some of the celebs that are going to be out there golfing, because it is a very impressive list. And as Spike said, his painting will be there. And all of this is for charity, as the prequel to the Field of Dreams game on Thursday night. Are you going to be tuned into the game? You going to be watching the game Thursday?
Oh, yeah. Is the Pope from Argentina? Huh?
So you're singing my song.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. It's so nice to talk to you, Spike.
Well, I love you guys, and I'm still waiting for you to stop into Nash Vegas when you're coming through.
Well, you know what? Nowadays, we're planning on flying, and the way things are going, we may be calling you when we're just sitting in the airport.
I don't blame you. Don't blame you. So,
thank you, Spike.
Hey, Spike.
Hey, thanks, you guys. It's great to talk to you.
Before we let you go, I just want to say it's been fun talking to you. And now you know.
No. No. All right, love you guys.
Take care, hon. Bye-bye now.
Take care. That's Billy Spike O'Dell. Oh,
and
Mary, it's always fun to talk to him.
Oh,
Mary.
Yeah.
And you actually have a banana by Spike?
Yes. He sent me the banana. He said, here, the banana is yours. And it's like a rotten banana, kind of. It's not. It's very.
I don't want
to
hear this taken out of context. I'm sorry.
I know. And I go, wait a minute. Does that mean something else? I go, no. But I love it. I framed it in this really nice yellow and white frame.
You now have framed, Mary has framed Spike's banana. This is getting worse and worse.
Okay, time for traffic.